Get straight into it. Phil Walsh is the Crows' seventh full-time coach. He was announced today by David Kosh. He joins us in the studio. Phil, firstly, congratulations. Must be a huge honour.
Yeah, thanks, Stephen. Very humbled by it all and just wrapped and looking forward to getting on with it.
How did it all come about? Just a bit of time frames.
Yeah, well, I was probably got approached after the preliminary final just to see whether I was interested in applying for the senior coach's position. I probably sought some clarity on that. I had a meeting with David Noble, Rob Chapman and Mark Ricciuto, and from that meeting I put my my hand up and I just went through the process.
Perception is, and this could be right or wrong, that you're a professional assistant coach. Senior coaching was never on the radar. Did you have to be talked into it?
No, not at all, Stephen. Probably over the journey, I've put that out there that I'm not interested in being a senior coach. But in some regards, I believe if a club is really interested in you and if you've done enough in your footy journey, that they'll come and find you. And I've really only been approached twice to apply for the senior coaching position. And this was one of them.
Can I ask you a question that's a little bit left field? I heard you talk at your press conference today, Phil, and congratulations, by the way. Was the accident that happened a couple of years ago, was that a life changer for you?
Yeah, no, definitely, Chris. So my outlook on life, when you're lying on a hospital bed in Peru and you may not think you're ever going to get out of there, you do realise that probably you've got to live life a little bit more cup half full and look for the good in things. And I've approached that. Things that used to upset me previously now, I mean, just get on with it.
So does that mean you take coaching on because, you know, maybe it was a thought, but you know what, I don't really need, but I'm going to extend myself now because I've got a chance to.
No, exactly that, Chris. I had a friend ring me today and he said, the clock's ticking. I said, what clock's that? As you know.
Well, can we just apologise for a few puns? I said that Walsh has never driven the bus. You threw a couple of assistants under the bus. Yeah. Well, Walsh, you got run over by a bus. So we do apologise for that, Walsh.
We did get told off.
Well, our manager walked me and said, Robbie, no bus. Yes. It was just a pun. So sorry, Walsh.
What's your perception of the Adelaide Footy Club?
Yeah, look, obviously, in this town, you look at it closely, and even when I was at where I'm a tragic, so I watch all the footy, and their good is really good. It just looks to me, for whatever reason, I don't know that, I've got to get inside the club and smell and listen and see how it ticks, but just were inconsistent and unable to play that brand for long enough.
Yeah.
Did they play as a team in your eyes from afar?
That's one area that I'm really interested in finding out, Stephen. I'm big team first, so I'm total commitment to team. That's what I'll be demanding of the players, and I'll only pick players who have got the team at heart.
Did you think they were fit enough? Was that another perception you were worried about?
Yeah, that's another thing I want to get my hands on and go through and have a look at. I thought, and this might be, you know, it's easy to be a tie kicker, but I'm just not sure about what the mindset of the group was, and I'm interested in that.
So their best was good enough, they couldn't sustain it. That shows a mental fragility.
I don't want to use the word fragility, I just want to know why. What is it that stopped them? I mean, how the game's played now, it's scoring windows, and when the scoring window comes, if it's yours, you've got to make the most of it. If it's the opposition's, you've got to restrict it. And it looked to me, when the critical moments came, when those scoring windows happened, Adelaide weren't able to step up.
Is that leadership?
Definitely leadership plays a part of it, but again, you know, I've got to get inside, I've got to talk to those people, and over the next 48 hours I want to speak to every player and I want to speak to everyone in the footy department who's available.
So we speak today. Have you got the right for a broom here? Like, you can come in with what you want. I think, you know, in past maybe the footy club hasn't given the coach complete, I don't know if control's the right word, but his team. You need your team, your people, your system. Have you got that right?
Yeah, look, I want to be really respectful here because there's some coaches who are out of contract and I haven't spoken to them yet, but I'll be doing that ASAP. So I need to sit down with them. I need to explain to them, this is Phil Walsh's vision, this is how I want it to operate, and then they've got to decide whether or not that's for them.
Yeah.
And if it's not, you know, they've got to probably decide, well, it's not going to work for me here. And I'd like to bring a couple of people in, but we'll see how that transpires.
Okay. When you coach these days, there was a day not long ago when you just got to coach and it was great. It's just me and the boys. It's not me and the boys anymore. Is that an uncomfortable extension for you, or is that that's just part of the gig now?
That'll be the challenge for me. What I learnt, particularly at West Coast, John Worsfold, an outstanding coach, premiership coach, but also his management and the processes and systemic systems he puts in place. So I learnt so much about that, and you got to make sure the job descriptions that people are doing exactly what you want them to do. And I'll be implementing some of those things I learned at West Coast.
You're very respectful of the people that you've worked with under. I mean, outside perception of Phil Walsh is, well, you know, hard edge. You know, you're going to be a hard customer, but you are...
I think the word's intense.
Yeah, but there's that real hard bit too. You're very respectful of the people that you worked with, for, alongside of.
Yeah, look, I understand, and I often say, and you don't really know what it's like, I'm about to find it out until you sit in that chair. Mm. Everyone comes at the one person, and you've got to be respectful of that, and you've got to allow them to have their moments where maybe you think that's insanity, but you just got to try and make sure to understand that that job, particularly in a town like Adelaide... It's a hard gig. There's a lot of pressure, not just on yourself, but on your family. So you got to make sure that's all aligned, and you're able to cope with that. So for me, I'm 54 years old. My kids are a little bit older, 26 and 23. So I don't need to be quite as Teflon coated. And whatever happens, happens.
We think we know you as a coach with your strengths. You know, you're crystal clear on, you know, what game style you want, your hard edge, game day tactician, and all of that. What are your weaknesses?
Yeah, well. That's a really good question, Stephen. Probably the feedback I've had over the journey, which I've tried to work on, is at times I'm not the most approachable guy, and I probably don't touch the bottom end of the list, so I've worked hard on that. The other thing is I've been very judgmental on people, got a massive work ethic, so if people don't probably work the same as me, I can look down on people. But probably some of the things that have happened to me over the journey, I've realised that, well, that might be your way, Phil, but that's not everyone's way.
So you'll need to get some assistance to counter those negatives that you may have as a perception of yourself of the role.
Well, one of the big things when I met with Adelaide, and this was the initial conversation, was, look, I'm a guy who needs a lot of feedback. So unless you've got those loops in place, I'm probably not the guy for you. Mm. So they've assured me that that's going to happen, and I'll make my own little audits on my own performance. I'm very big on making sure everything's filmed, so you're watching things back and you're listening to things, so it's not just, oh, yeah, I thought I said that. You actually can check it.
A lot of coaches need to drive culture. Do you think you can drive culture at this club?
I've got a little bit of a different slant on that, because I think the leadership, what leadership does is it makes a team, when you're really challenged, to stay connected when it really wants to disconnect. But culture's a little bit different, because often when the leaders aren't there, that's when you find out what the culture of your footy club's like. It's the mortar between the bricks. So what's really said when the leaders aren't around there? And I'm going to do a little bit of an audit check at Adelaide Footy Club. You've got to go and talk to everyone. You talk to the boot starter, okay, you talk to the volunteer drink guys, and you just get a feel for the place. We had Craig Bellamy come over and talk to us earlier this year, and the first day he was there, I was, what's he doing? He's not even talking to any of the coaches. But all he did was spend time going around talking to everyone, and he came back when he met with the coaches and he said, you had a good footy club here.
Mm.
And I said, how would you know that, Craig? He said, no one was whinging about anyone. No one was saying some guy's not doing his job right. So that's culture, in my opinion.
Yep. And culture's driven by the leaders, and you did drive that. We've heard Kane Corn speak glowing of you yesterday about your role with the leadership group at Port Adelaide. You're now at the Crows. VB wasn't there all year, and two other boys had to step up, Sloan and Dangerfield. Do you think they did?
From afar, I thought they were asking a lot from a couple of young guys. So, again, I didn't get to see all their games. I thought some of the games Dangerfield played in particular were outstanding, and Sloan the same. So I think their performance on the field was fine. As leaders, they're only young leaders. So I think that's one area we want to strengthen up. And obviously VB back will help that. But we need to make sure we give them some skills. One of the things I've had the leading teams program over my journey in coaching, and while it's good as it's confronting and gives feedback, I'm not sure it provides the guys with some life lessons and experiences and skills to deal with leadership. And that's one thing, again, that I saw at West Coast that I want to implement at Adelaide.
What's your assessment of the Crows list?
I think it's a really good list. I've looked at it, obviously. That was part of my presentation. There's a couple of areas where we're not probably strong. We need a second ruck, probably rather another key defender. little bit of outside speed, not enough left footers. The age demographic, we probably, until we get in, you need to get into that average age at 28 if you want to, you know, play in that last Saturday in September. We're probably 2017 away from that. Games played again, you need about average of 138. We're probably only about 88 at the moment. So there's a little bit of growth there. That doesn't mean we can't jump up.
Is there a mathematical science to footy these days? I mean, I know the numbers are, yeah, you know, it gives you a gut feel, but... Yeah. Does that work? Does it work?
Not really, Chris. There's still place for that intuition, and probably that's the thing I bring. You know, like the really good poker players in the world, they play poker all the time, so they just get a smell for it. You know, I've been in the coach's box for probably 400 games of footy. Yep. You just get a smell. You know, the stats aren't telling you that it's about to turn, but it's just that little bit of intuition. You know,
who'd you learn from? Where was your learning coming from?
Probably my biggest learning was when I first went to Geelong in 1995, I was the runner, okay?
Yeah.
So what I got caught up in was I'm hearing what the coaches were saying, I'm trying to get the players to do it, but then I was hearing what the players were saying. And
okay.
It's a really good... I recommend it for young coaches coming through to be the runner because they start to understand the difficulties the two groups have really got. Then probably the greatest learning I've had, and I was one of those coaches who thought he knew everything. And then at Port Adelaide, we had all those failures in the finals. And I probably then realised, and this is a lesson I've learnt from James McMahon, again, West Coast, but he was the commander of the SAS in Australia. And he says, to win a battle, there's only three things that really determine battle. That's your field position, your firepower, and your morale of your troops. And probably looking back at my coaching, I spent a lot of time on the computer or watching vision or trying drills to get us in good field position or get us to have good firepower, but I never spent enough time getting the morale of the troops right.
Yeah.
So you've got to make sure you're spending time with the players, that they have clarity, what Stephen was talking about before. They are clear on the ground that they know what you want and what's required.
Can I ask you why that happened, why you didn't drill down on morale?
Yeah, because your ego gets in the way and you just think you can come up with this, you know, play that's going to be so great. And as we found out at Port Adelaide in those early 2000s, under the real heat of finals, okay, it's just those fundamentals and being able to do them under extreme pressure that actually stand up. So away, all the stuff about the strategy and the whole bit, again, I can show you some clips from the preliminary final v Hawthorn, and it's some basic fundamentals that let us down.
Patrick Dangerfield's going to be a name that you're going to get used to. You're going to get asked a lot of questions. I'm sure you're probably already saying, please don't ask me about him. We love him. Yeah. Where is he? What's his position with the Adelaide Football Club?
Yeah, I tried to ring him today. I've tried to ring all the players, and I said I haven't got to all of them. I think he's away on holidays. I'll get to Patrick at some stage. He's a required player. He's contracted. I hope I can create an environment, and the whole footy department and the other players as well, create an environment where no one wants to leave, where we can have team success, and that's what I'm hopeful happens with all our players.
If they want to leave, do you convince them to stay because they're good for you, or if they've decided they want to go, you just get the best deal possible? Have you got a definitive response to that?
Not really, Chris. I've got to have those conversations. Yeah. So, you know, that's still... That's cool. I've just been in the chair 5 minutes. It's a bit hard to answer.
David Noble said there's no way we're trading Paddy, nor they should. If there's a player that deserves the right after eight seasons to have the afforded ability of waiting for free agency. But I don't think the Crows supporters, players... all in sundry, want a circus next year. I don't think you will need a circus next year with Paddy Dangerfield. And gooses like me talking about it every week, Phil. And you smile at that, but we will. You know we will. Yeah. What's the perfect scenario for Phil Walsh, the new coach? Paddy, Tex and Rory.
Yeah, I hope it's done early. It really would, Steve. It'd be a great tick for the organisation and for the club and where we're moving forward. And I've always been a belief, you know, to win a premiership, it'd be great to do it with a group that's all been drafted by your own club. Now, that's probably impossible. You know, you've got to add a couple of people, but I think that's real success. You know, people talk about success. Lance Armstrong was successful, but do you want that sort of success? It's the same with footy, and we've got a core group. It'd be great to bring that core group through and get the ultimate prize.
Sound like you're a bloke that builds teams, not individuals, and I don't want to coin a phrase from Ken, but everything you say is about that. Can you pay Paddy 1.2, 1.3? You'll sit on that meeting.
Yeah. I would have to sit down and see whether a player, you know, you've got to have the discussion with your players. I think the great Geelong teams did that. And even Hawthorn, you go through Hawthorn's list now, you know, they've added Frawley as well. How do you do that? I think the only way you do that is you don't have blokes getting 1.2 million.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the senior players got lumped with most of the blame for Sandow's demise. What was your understanding and take of that? And will you address that, or is there any need to?
No, I basically want to move forward with a clean slate. Yeah. I'll talk to the players, whether that was an issue for them or not. I've been told by the club that that wasn't the reason. The decision was made, part of the reason, but not the main reason.
What sort of coach will you be?
I want to be calm, I want to be calculated, you know, I want to be well-drilled, well-planned, you know. I want to make sure that I work as a team as well, so the players can see that, that the coaching group performs as a team game day, just like we're going to ask the players to.
There's a lot of stakeholders that you're going to have to deal with. One of them is us, the media, and not saying you don't like the media, but it's not been a strength of yours, so and again, he's smiling. If we had a camera in here with a big grin. Yeah. But that's okay. We can roll whatever way you want, Phil.
Yeah, no, look, I'm... And again, when I discussed with the Crows and the selection panel, that was an area I said I need help in. And it's not so much I don't like the media. It's probably, Stephen, if you ask a silly question and I'm on TV, you'll see in my body language I'm dismissive of it.
So you think you're going to be more Michael Malthouse than a Ken Hinckley? Ken Hinckley plays us all like a junior band.
I don't think I'll be as good as Ken. Yeah, look, end of the day, you've got to be Phil Walsh, you know?
And we'll take that.
If that means, you know, I'm being true to myself and I get a couple of people offside, I've probably got to wear it.
Oh, beautiful.
How do you play the 19th man? They've become such a significant part of this footy club. There is the team, there is the club, and there is the 19th man. You've been the enemy. Now you're the boss.
And be honest about the 19th man.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's been significant for this football club.
Yeah, I might have to win him over a little bit, Chris. But I mean, I said it today. As soon as I walked in the door, as soon as I signed that contract, I'm 100% committed to the Adelaide Footy Club. The other 17 teams are the enemy, and that's the way I'm going to look on it. Now, people can think what they like, but I'll be 100% Adelaide Football Club.
And without blowing wind where the sun don't shine, it's obvious that that's you, and that's no bull crap. That's just obviously who you are, which is, I mean, that's pretty easy. You don't have to be something you're not, I guess. You can just be whatever you are.
Absolutely.
Can you get the group to bounce back quick?
Yeah, look, as I spoke about before, the last 2 years, although they've been extremely disappointing, it's the win-loss is pretty close, isn't it, you know? Mm. So, yeah, I think if we can get things right, I think it's not so much bounce back. I want sustained.
Yeah.
You know, like I was at West Coast and we went to last, then we went to preliminary final, played the finals the next year, and then for 2013 we just lost the drive and went back to 13th again. I don't want that. I want sustained success. I want to look at the great teams, the Hawthorn, the Geelongs and the Sydneys. They're there every year. They've been there for so long. That's what the Adelaide Footy Club's got to strive to be.
Is that about winning the close ones? I mean, Roy's read the stats this year. You lose the close ones, you don't make it. It just means so much.
Correct.
How do you do that? How do you tick that box with this group?
Well, about the things we spoke about before. Yep. Let's get the leadership right. Let's get the mindset right. Let's realise that AFL footy, it's small margins. It's an arm wrestle. You've got to get ready. You're going to be uncomfortable. You've got to be comfortable being uncomfortable.
Yep.
And guess what? We're going to make sure that that happens over the pre-season. They're going to be uncomfortable.
Are you one for year plans? I mean, you know, everybody wants to know how long it's going to take, Phil. Tell us how long it's going to take. What, you know, are we going to get it this year? Do we have to wait 3 years? Are you a plan setter, a plan talker?
No, I'm all those things, but this game serves up things that are just so unexpected. And, you know, the Adelaide Footy Club's had a bit of that already, you know. So you can have the best planning. But I did learn a fair bit. Again, I get fined for saying this, but when I was at West Coast, we had Graham Henry from the All Blacks come and talk to us about their preparation for the World Cup. And basically their mindset was they planned for everything to go wrong.
Yep.
And just about everything did, but they were ready for it. And that's how I intend to plan for Adelaide this year.
Do you like exposing your group to other sports, other cultures? Obviously, you find a great benefit out of that. I know at Port, Love Enemy, she came and spoke to your playing group a lot. Huge benefit. Are you one for that?
No, the thing I'm very keen on is educating these guys. They probably get paid so much more than many other athletes in Australia, but the way they go about it is probably not reflected in that. And I'm very keen for them to see, you know, like your Olympic sports and, you know, even even some of the sports that don't get recognised, like, you know, basketball and things like that.
Yep.
You know, the reward that they get and the amount of media they get compared to AFL footballers, but the amount of effort and professionalism sometimes not matched.
Crows new coach Phil Walsh, I guess he's got to move on. Just a couple more. How did Ken take the news?
Yeah, I spoke to Ken today. Look, just shows the sort of man he was. He was really happy for me. Probably our journey's a little bit similar in some regards. Mm. He wished me all the best, but obviously Ken's a competitor and showdowns will be on.
Yeah. Did you have to do a handshake agreement or a pinky promise not to steal any of his staff?
He did ask me that, actually. Yeah, he's made sure they're all in contract. But, yeah. Yeah, no, I won't be doing that stuff.
Okay. And you're not that sort of man. Man of integrity, no question. You, in your presser, mentioned Laid, Glass, Waters, I reckon, yep. and Boakey. You can't get the last two, but what about the first two as an assistant? I reckon Lady's got a footy brain.
I actually... Oh, no, I better not say that. I did speak to Brendan, but okay. He's contracted. And Darren Glass is someone I would like to think he's going to do his MBA next year, but he's someone that I would like to think even, you know, that we could get to work with our leadership group in some role.
Did you knock the Crows back in August? I had a text through for that. What does that mean?
Yeah, this has been out there in the media. I just want to say I did meet with Mark Ricciuto in August. It wasn't related to a coaching position. It was related to a candidate that I'd work with who was in for the CEO position. I just want to knock that on the head, guys.
Well done. Phil, congratulations. It's a huge honour. 20 years in the making. There's no question that you bring your best. The work ethic that you've got and the steely resolve, the crystal clear way you want the boys to play, your development, it's all there. It's all before you. It's our club and you're smiling. Yeah. Mate,
welcome.
We wish you all the best and welcome.
Thanks very much, Chris and Stephen.
Well done. Phil Walsh there.